latest in college esports from the students that play.
Go behind the scenes at the schools that game.
The only place where esports are
on campus.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports. And I'm going to throw it right back to the desk because I know Jacob is chomping at the bit to talk about the new Sonic trailer for the movie coming out. Jacob, how you feeling, man?
The Sonic movie is here. They gave me a minute. I'm going to use my minute, okay? He looks good. He is not bad. When he speaks, it is not cringy. There are jokes that are funny. There's some lore stuff that's not correct. His fur is not lightning. He does not have special powers in his fur. But that is okay. Jim Carrey, he's not that great. He's kind of funny sometimes. But the combat is wicked. You saw, like, 5 seconds of Green Hill Zone. Exhilarating. He didn't say, meow. He looks so good. I'm so excited. Did you even have any thoughts on it?
Well, I just thought that it was
Four. What thoughts do you have?
I thought it was a really good trailer, okay? Please help me.
This movie went
All right. Just stop, okay? Just whatever. You guys just can't even talk about
Sonic
this
fans
properly.
Get excited.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports. For our last segment of the day, we like to have a little fun or maybe just get on our soapbox for something. So we have one of our managing editors, Kevin Kelly, joining Jacob in the studio to talk about Jedi Fallen Order and their experiences with the game. So, guys, how are you liking it?
Whoo! How far in are you?
I'm a decent way through. I'm on Kashyyyk the second time around.
Is that the red one?
No, that's Dathomir, my pal.
Okay, I don't know these weird names, but I'm probably like 4 or 5 hours in, and I'm really liking it. The atmosphere is really good. I know you're playing on a console, so it looks not that great.
Yeah, okay.
But on a PC, man, that man's looking clean. And so everything about this is just Star Wars, right? Like, you hear the music, you're like, oh, this is nice. You see the planets, you're like, oh, this is nice.
My thing is, like, initially, because, like, the graphical limitations of a PS4 Pro, by the way.
Yeah, that's pretty
like,
weak.
It turned me off like initially to the game, and like I was just like, God, I'm not feeling it so far. But playing it on a bigger TV and getting like really good feel for the combat and whatnot, it's gotten me like, you know, I've gotten, you know, a better feel for it, and I'm really getting deep into the story now, and I think Cal's a pretty compelling character.
Well, I think the game opens so strong. It's like very much an Uncharted opening, which is really cool. We're like, oh, let me hang from this bullet train as there's cliff face just rushing by my head.
Yeah,
it's like, bro,
the action starts
how cool is this?
Right away, and it doesn't really let up until, you know, there are some aspects of it that feel more like, you know, this sometimes I forget I'm playing a Star Wars game. We're tomb raiding.
They really want you to explore. Sometimes a little too much. The exploration is cool, and like the parkour is cool, but sometimes they're like, hey, we want you to look around this planet.
Can we talk about one thing though?
Hmm.
Cal Kestis is a scrub, just the biggest scrub Jedi ever. Because every time I'm trying to take out a simple scout trooper, I have the utmost difficulty. This game is hard. I don't understand.
Good. Yes, Kevin. Use your fear. Only your fear will allow you to switch the difficulty to story mode. Then your journey towards the dark side will be complete.
How can you call us out like that?
But I'm a real gamer.
That's so evil.
No, you have forgotten that gaming is about fun.
No. How are you so dark?
I'll never lower the difficulty.
We'll never listen to you. We have friendship.
So, very well then. If you will not turn, then perhaps he will.
He?
Kevin.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports. Don't forget to slide on over to checkpointxp.com/shop, where you can find all sorts of cool gear. And speaking of cool gear, we're going to take a look at some of college's hottest, and I mean hot, esports jerseys, and Jacob is going to take us to the fashion corner. So, guys, take it away.
Welcome back, fashionista.
Daniel, darling.
What?
How'd you walk out of the house like that? Would it kill a man to put some color on his clothes?
We haven't started the segment yet, and I'm not part of it, so let's please move on.
How about you just get to the jerseys? You already dropped the ball.
Okay.
Not fetch.
Okay. Let's start off with UC Irvine's jersey. Let's take a look.
Hot.
Okay.
I'm a big fan. The purple, the blue, all go well together. Mm-hmm. I like the little gamertag bar. Usually the different colored sleeves can be pretty ugly, but this one I think blends really well. Also, like, letters on the side, this is one of those things to where, like, it could be awkward, but it's not. So, I'm a big fan.
Okay. How about let's go with Maryville?
Bland.
Oh.
Too much white. It's just, there's so much negative space, and I'm just not a fan. Like, they have, like, some weird, like, lines on the side, but they're so bright, you can hardly see them, and it just looks like some, like, YouTube channel logo. Oh. Personally.
It kind of looks like body armor.
Yeah, it's body armor, so not as unique, not as hot on it.
All right, next up we have Rutgers.
Rutgers. This one is not actively bad. Mm-hmm. It does a kind of wraparound thing. I think that's kind of cool. The logo on the top is fine. I do like the white on the chest. It does the two different sleeves. So I'd say, and yeah, you know what? The more I look at it, the less I hate it. It's like the middle design's pretty cool. I'd give it like, you know, probably like an A-.
Oh, wow, okay. Next up, Lackawanna College.
What a sick jersey. This thing is metal. I am a big fan of this. Like, look at all the weird colors. They're all just kind of touching each other. And it has the mirrored sleeves, which I like. I like what it's looking like on the sides. Mm-hmm. And see, the negative space in the middle is only a little part. You want to have negative space that's controlled. You don't want to have negative space that's just a whole thing. Mm. So, big stan.
And last but certainly not least, we have the juggernaut of college esports, Harrisburg Storm.
And this is hot. I like it. Their logo is really cool. I like it how they have like the little designs kind of juxtapositioning against each other. I like that. Also, I think the sleeves are really cool. I'm kind of obsessed with esport jersey sleeves.
Really?
Because they always do something weird with them, and this one's no exception. So, I think mirrored is better than two different ones. But I think this is a really strong logo to go with a really strong school.
So, out of the five of these, which one was the best? Which one was the worst?
Worst is Maryville, for sure. Then, after that, I'd probably say I like Irvine. Irvine top, Harrisburg.
Ooh.
Lackawanna. That one. And Rutgers, which are all good. Just Maryville is just not as fetch.
You heard it, Maryville. Fix your jerseys.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, and unfortunately, this is going to be our last live recording for the year. We're going to be back at the start of the next semester in January, but we wanted to get all the on-camera folks and producers together and get them on camera and talk about some of our favorite stories from 2019, not just that we've covered on this show, but just in general. So we want to go around the table. We're going to start with Daniel. What was your favorite story of 2019?
My favorite story of 2019 is the retirement of Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Because really? Reggie?
Yeah.
Miss you,
what
Reggie.
Is your problem with Reggie? Do not...
I don't have an issue with Reggie. I'm just saying, like, of all the things to talk about, Reggie?
No Reggie slander, please.
Yeah, okay, so look, Reggie...
No slander.
Let me explain myself. Reggie Fils-Aimé was kind of like their first trend of, like, CEOs who not only were CEOs, but were kind of like mascots for their respective company. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Reggie embraced the memes. He embraced every joke that happened on his expense, he embraced it. He was not afraid to laugh at himself. And you have to appreciate that. And he became so endearing to gamers. And that when he had to retire, people were sad. And it was a big moment for a lot of us.
All right, I'll give you that. So we're going to move on to, I guess, Orange Cassidy over there. We're going to move over to Ethan.
Oh, wait.
A.K.A. the grass man.
Orange Cassidy.
I'm a grass man. Anyway,
still mad about the money.
Anyway.
You'll get over it. Anyway, keep with the theme of Nintendo, I feel like my biggest story right now has to be with Smash. And Banjo-Kazooie finally getting in Smash after years and years of japes and jokes. My favorite game finally gets its representation. And honestly, I could not be happier. And I also have like one more segment too. Where I think another big deal is Melee being out of Evo.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Thank
you. I just need to say that. Melee big out of Evo.
Kevin, take control.
Bring
some semblance of normalcy here, please.
We need Master Chief.
You joke. And I can't wait, actually.
I can't believe you went over the importance of Terry being in Smash. He's so much more important than Banjo-Kazooie. That's why everyone had to Google who he was when he came out.
Well, it's just... You know,
my biggest story of the year was an actual esports story.
Jacob's working real hard to get on my bad side. He's working real hard. But anyway, Kevin, please proceed.
Please.
My story, my biggest story this year was the split between Tfue and FaZe Clan. It was complete opposite of amicable, and it really showed us a lot as far as you know, the leverage between esports organizations and players and streamers. And it sparked a lot of interesting discussions that I feel like are going to get reignited soon as that case progresses through courts and whatnot.
Oh, it's going to get ugly.
Yeah, it already has been.
All right, so Call of Duty. Let us know.
For me, my story is also Call of Duty related. It's just the announcement of the league. It's one of my I did it with the Overwatch League, too, whenever they're like, here's a new team, and I would just immediately read the brand page because it was just like... It was so good. It's now it's like, here's a new Call of Duty team. Here's their brand. Here's their logo. Here's their merch. And I looked at like all 12 teams, and I was like, this is so exciting. And it's about to start, so it's also so exciting.
For sure. And for me, it's definitely got to be Blizzard and their reaction to Blitzchung and his political statements. Oof. It was one of the first times we had seen, you know, massive public pressure on a video game company for, you know, in my opinion, the total right reasons instead of just being ridiculous as usual. Mm-hmm. And Blizzard had to cop to it, and I think that that was something that was very powerful for me, and I thought it was a really great story over 2019. But very quickly, around the horn, what's going to be big in 2020? Same order. Daniel, go.
What's going to be big in 2020 is that we're going to see Smash become the new hot game of the collegiate esports scene.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Master Chief and Smash.
God.
Hopefully.
It was a joke, man. He took it too far. It's gonna happen. It was a joke. Knack 3.
What the
hell? Hey! My man.
And me is Sonic Adventure 3. No, it's going to be the Call of Duty League. Yeah. Just all the drama that's going to spiral out of that. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait for just constant tweets that are only negative.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say that Home and Away is going to be a bigger success than I think people... I think people give it credit for. I think it may actually work out quite well for both Overwatch. Maybe not so much for Call of Duty, but Call of Duty League may surprise.
I think the complete opposite. So.
A lot of people love them some Call of Duty. But that's going to be it for this year's Checkpoint XP on campus. Yeah, we will be back. So tell your friends about us. We'll be back in 2020 when the semester starts back up again, and there will be more collegiate esports news to be had. I want to thank all the guys right there at that table. Daniel Agbuya, Ethan Schneider, Kevin Kelly, Jacob Brothers. I want to thank all of the UNLV staff who help out behind the scenes. They're absolutely amazing. We also want to thank all the staff here at Checkpoint XP that help out, including Weirbeer, who's looking very strangely at his phone, and now he's making a very angry face at me. And we also want to thank you guys for being listeners, for being viewers. Help us get it to the next level. If you're in college, let us know. We want you to be a part of the story. So stick around, and we will see you in 2020, the future, with more Checkpoint XP on campus.
Take care of yourself, guys.
I love you.
Have a happy Christmas holiday.
Great job, Ethan. Great job. My God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.